Is it eras or eras, guys? Is it?
She calls it eras. I think I before this guy, because I knew era school, diba?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But wait,
yeah,
I'm not
she's
sure
American, my... diba? So
yeah.
Eras talaga
so
sa
eras, kanya. Yeah. Welcome to the eras tour.
Pennsylvania, diba?
Welcome to the eras of Enslate. It's Oscar era.
Yeah.
Oscar era at the moment. But speaking of the eras tour, Quark saw Taylor Swift
yes.
in Central Park.
Yes, and also for Enslate fans and Enslate loyal listeners, apparently I'm in the same city as Barry Keoghan.
I know. I was going to message you, Quark, when I saw him all over TikTok and Instagram.
So many people messaged me. So many people know I hated his ass. But
in my she opening for Anaba?
Sabrina Carpenter.
So Sabrina Carpenter, yeah. So she's opening for Taylor. And yeah, boyfriend is here to support. Of course, you know, having left behind his baby mama and his child.
Huh? Huh?
Yeah, he has a newborn.
No.
And how old is Sabrina Carpenter?
16. No, just kidding. I don't know. What? Yeah, he has a baby?
Yeah, Google it. That's
no
like, wait,
freaking way.
May
gosh.
Anak to, parang, but, you know.
Irish, yun. Ang magagawa mo. Dapat pa 19 tatay ka na eh.
That's true. With lots of potatoes. But how was the concert?
It was 3 hours long. I didn't know that concert was 3 hours long.
Three hours long?
That's pretty standard for huge international acts now. Beyonce, Madonna.
Yung ayaw nga, 4.5 eh. That's why it's got me thinking of about actually venturing to Bulacan eh.
And Curtis oh. Then. Parang 3.5 hours yung concerts niya. Anyway.
Talaga?
Oh, well. Yeah. In that case, how much of that is singing?
And dancing.
Diba?
Oh, but okay. Good show, good spectacle. I mean, I would trust you, Quark, because you go to a lot of shows, a lot of live shows.
Yes. No, it was parang her masterpiece. It was really, like, alam yan, I mean, how long has she been doing this? She's been doing this so long that she already has a movie of it. And she's still doing the damn tour, right? So, I think, and apparently, have you guys seen the movie? I have not seen the movie.
I'm waiting for the Taylor's version. It's just a real thing. There's a Taylor's version of the Eras Tour movie, and that's going to go on Disney Plus. So bad trip if you bought the
ticket
for the original.
It's very worth it, I think. Yeah, no, she really gave it her all, even though people are posting like videos of her with like stripper eyes, yung parang dead inside.
Oh my God.
But grabe, no? I mean, like, because then the next day,
maybe
the
it's
next
just
day,
the humidity.
Won...
Yeah, it kills in Singapore.
Yeah, it's,
her hair was so curly.
Her hair became curly, and she made a joke about that. It's like, oh wow, look, my hair has been restored to its factory setting because of all the humidity. I hope you guys, thank you for coming out here and, you know, braving the heat and like grabe.
Bumabalik yung country accent niya, diba?
For a minute there, I was like, what were you gonna say? No, bumalik yung ano, yung accent niya, and you know, she was very, very, you could see she was tired. I don't think she anticipated the heat. Of course, it's the outdoor, quote-unquote, outdoor theater, right? Which means it's not air-conditioned. And so, yeah, apparently the day after, the day three, she was coughing a lot. And then, day four lang, I think yesterday. So day five is today, and then day six tomorrow. So day four,
but also, I don't remember her actually having any stint na 6 days derecho na no break.
Oh, yeah, nga. It's a lot.
That's
yeah.
Ano eh. That's one of the things I think was notable also. Because I was surprised, like, wow.
Ano, pero may break ah. There was like a 2 day break.
Ah, okay.
So she just picked up. But I do remember I watched Dune again the next day. And then when the movie was over, I'm like, oh my God, Taylor Swift is still performing. Because it started like 7:30 around the same time. But yeah, great show, great, you know, like there was enough like talking time. We had a lot from Evermore and folklore for, you know, I wore a national shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, nobody cared. Except for me, I'm like, yeah, guys.
Parang you're promoting but, Singapore when you wear a shirt like that.
Ano pa ba? But yeah, you know, ang maganda yung ano niya, yung 1989 section, the red section. I also didn't know that that was what the concert would be like. Like, she would literally, this is my red era, this is my folklore era. So she would do 4 or 5 songs from each of those albums.
So parang Spotify. You're sampling. Parang you're sampling.
This
ano?
Is this is Taylor Swift.
This is
okay. Yes.
Yeah. So, di ba? Parang damn.
Walang, walang from the vaults.
Sayo siya ng sayaw. Parang like grabe ka. So, sorry.
Wala bang mga from the vaults, mga B sides, ganon, meron din.
She did an acoustic, so that's her thing. Like towards the end, she'll do an acoustic set of like rare cuts. Because I mean, wow! And then you realize, wow, this lady released 4 albums during the pandemic. That is insane, di ba? Parang
yeah, kung nasa bahay ka, lovers, lang ginagawa, diba?
Folklore, yeah. And then she's coming out with Tortured Poets.
Oh yeah, she released the album art right during the gig.
Yeah, that night
she released the latest. Yeah. Out of what, 8?
Yeah, I'm like, akala ko naman 8? New single or whatever.
Yeah, every retailer gets their own exclusive. That's why the fans have to buy each copy. Parang K-pop na rin yan.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Galing, no? May mga things, eh. May mga like...
Oh, oh may mga inclusions. Yes.
K-pop
mga,
na K-pop oh, tapos na.
Super. May ano, may friendship bracelet kiosk. Oh, diba? Tapos mag-share kayo ng mga friendship bracelet.
Yung sinasabi ko, dapat i-embrace na rin ng indie
rock. Oh, that's so K-pop. Yeah. That's super K-pop.
Mga Bon Iver, yeah. Inclusions, ganoon.
There were 2 proposals around us during Love Story. Mm. And 1 failed.
Yes.
And it was very...
Wait,
very
wait, what do you mean by 1 failed? As in the girl said no?
No.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, it's actually on my stories. Maybe I'll post it. My mom appropriated it and put it in her Instagram.
Oh, your mom was there.
Basically, yeah, she was there, but in a different section. Ah. She's like, send me that proposal video.
Oh my gosh.
And
I love how on the, no. Yeah. How on and the pulse walked, your mom is. Like, hey, it's going on my socials. Give it to me.
Yeah. And Scarlett and her left like by I think 8:15.
Is that the end of the concert or the middle?
Minutes?
No, it's like the mid. I don't think that's even the middle. I don't think
it's
so
only
even
first
the
part
middle.
One. Yeah, 45 minutes into a 3.5 hour.
Well, maybe Scarlett and Tita yeah. Vicky like 1 era or 2 eras.
Oh, the first album, yeah. Pala.
But she's no. She became a Taylor fan. She liked Love Story and whatever. Eventually, because she wasn't right. She was super not into it.
Who
but
your mom
her birthday.
Or Scar?
Scarlett.
Scarlett.
Yeah.
Not even Shake It Off because every kid loves that song.
No. She now she likes Love Story.
Folklore siya. Oh.
Wow.
She's like, where's the Justin Vernon?
What a pensive kid. Yeah. Oh, well, that's Quark's kid.
I like the Desler. Desner.
Oh. That's Quark's kid.
The quote here is Spotify. These songs have a vibe.
A vibe.
Her Spotify, you're only hearing it here. Her Spotify handle being Me Need Coffee. What the hell?
Really? That's so funny.
I don't to give a child coffee. Parang,
I give Mira sips of coffee when I need her to stay awake. Yeah. Stay awake.
Yeah.
I don't think Swan has ever tried coffee, but hey.
But she knows the vibe of coffee.
Yeah. Must...
Girls ahead of her years.
I know. Amazing. But what else was. Yeah, so yun. Parang ano, at first we were. And then I congratulated them pa. Because yun yeah, parang basically he was on his knees and she was jumping like she was excited. But if you rewatch the video, she's actually parang, come on, let's dance to Taylor.
Oh my
come
gosh.
On, get
the leash.
And then they left.
Okay, that's what should be in Taylor's version of the Eras Tour movie.
Oh my gosh, best of luck to that couple. Wow.
I know.
Were they so like Singaporeans or from out of
they
the
were,
country?
They were. Yeah, I don't know. The guy looked Indonesian, but
maybe the guy yeah, he, just did not read his girlfriend correctly. I don't know.
Yeah, And then my friend was the more observant one. He's like, well, he was like Googling hot pot right after it happened. So he probably wasn't that happy.
Oh my gosh. Jeez. Best of luck. Wherever you are.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, bro.
I'm sorry, bro.
And then they left the concert. They left the concert. Okay. So at least, maybe he was like, tang na ako nga, bumili ng tickets.
Damn.
Let's get out of here.
Dead.
Alam mo. Hey, man. You go speaking hard, of Oscar nominees, swing hard.
Speaking of Oscar nominees, right. Why? Is T-Swift an Oscar nominee?
No, I don't think Jesus Christ.
So, it's our annual pre-Oscar predictions episode. The Oscars are airing on March 11th at 8 a.m. in the Philippines. It is live on Disney Plus. Yay! One of the few places that are airing via streaming in the world for the Oscars, because the Oscars are traditionally an ABC cable thingy in the States. So, good on us.
Yes. So, I don't think they're showing it in Disney Plus in Singapore.
What?
I'm going to have to.
Are you sure? Yeah, I think it's Disney Plus Southeast Asia.
In Southeast Asia. I looked for like where to stream, but it's another app called MeTV. But either or, we'll find it. So we have the Oscars pool.
45 entries after just a day or 2 days. I'm super impressed with everybody's guesses. Intelligent guesses and just hula lang.
Do you think it's as obvious as I remember when we talked about the Oscars 2023, we said this is such an obvious Oscars. Do you think it's as obvious? Do you think it's more obvious than...
I think it's very than the 2010? Predictable this year, except for... two below-the-line categories, which are really up in the air.
Interesting. Yeah. What do you guys think in general of the lineup?
So stats are Oppie has 13 nominations and Poor Things is following closely behind with 11. What else? About there's 10 noms for Killers of the Flower Moon. Barbie is 8. And then the rest are just spread out between American Fiction, Anatomy, Holdovers, Maestro, etc., etc. Which movie will you guys think will be shut out? Because there's always historically a film that has multi-nominations but will not get rewarded with anything. Ako,
yeah, oh my God. I don't want to say
ako,
it.
I will say it.
People might kill me.
I will say it. I think Past Lives will go home empty-handed.
Pero konti lang naman yung ano eh, di ba?
Yeah, also Killers, actually. Kung multi, like a lot, I think Killers.
Well, it's an either Killers or Poor Things, ano eh, di ba? Right? I think it might be one or the other.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm gonna be a little brave and say it's... I know, no, Barbie will get that.
Barbie will get one of the below we'll get... we'll get music.
Yeah.
Song, Barbie will get one.
Yeah, okay, song. Yeah.
Maestro will get one.
Yeah, that's true. What did Maestro get?
Let's go through the categories.
Okay.
Should we start with Best Below Band. The Lines? Or the...
Up to you.
Yeah. Siyempre, we have to lead to a climax, di ba? No, structural.
Let's lead with Best Film.
Oh.
Okay. So, Maestro will most likely win Makeup and Hairstyling.
Not Golda?
No.
Yeah, I'll confess something. I only watched Maestro last night. So that was the thing I was most impressed with. It was like, wow, this is not bad. This is some decent old people
the
makeup.
The old people makeup to here the, is amazeballs. Yeah. I think it's
to the
best.
Point yeah. na distracting niya in tan, actually.
what did you think of Maestro, though?
I think we talked about it in a previous pod where it's a strange film. It's an odd choice film.
Well, I didn't speak because I hadn't seen it. Okay. But I think sa akin lang is the benefit of only watching it now is I'm past film Twitter trying to convince me how awful it is. And actually, it's like I appreciate that it's actually a really well-made film. I think Carrie's amazing in it.
Yes, I agree.
But sa akin talaga, the problem is the screenplay, the structure, and what you chose to dwell on.
Yeah.
Considering it's a biopic and the title is Maestro, di ba?
Yeah.
Agree. There are some things that they just skip over. Pero yeah, ganda ng, there are some really lovely set pieces, and you know, you can see the love and the detail, the craft, the discipline. Well made, pero. Pero also, he wrote the script, eh, diba? And I was like, ang daming monologues ng script na to.
Also, not with the best words, I felt. Some of the writing was very clunky.
I was wondering about that, if it was based on a particular biography or no. Are the excerpts of interviews that he did. Because some of it is very, not the most elegant, but specific enough na this might be actually Bernstein's real words.
I think the televised ones are obviously lifted from original material, right? But I think as a whole, it is just all Bradley and his co-writer.
Even the big Snoopy fight, kasi I was like, oh, these are very particular idioms, diba? So I'm like, well, I wonder how much of this came from like the kids remembering them fighting or something like that.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
But I think makeup is very, it's the strongest category for Maestro.
Yeah. So. And the music is credited to him, diba? So obviously he was not alive to score this movie. Pero so does this mean they took it from out of context, diba? From different pieces, ganyan. Pero also as a last thing to mention lang, the beginning of the film is much stronger than the last, which is the problem also with most biopics naman.
Medyo boring na siya eh. Parang it kind of loses. There's that nice great scene where he's conducting. Which is, of course, six years to do, right?
No, but my favorite scene in Maestro is when he talks to Maya Hawk about his sexuality. Or, you know.
Or he doesn't talk.
He doesn't talk, because that kind of broke my heart. Yeah.
Was Maya Hawk there again? See,
the eldest.
This is how much I've forgotten this film.
Yeah.
His daughter.
Okay.
Who was more distracting, Maya Hawk or Sarah Silverman?
Oh, yeah. What did Sarah Silverman?
In the beginning, yeah, we'll see Sarah Silverman, right?
Hindi. Sa ano? She, well...
Wait, she's a sister,
in
right?
In the hotel, yeah.
No.
She's a sister.
Yeah.
Ramon,
baka Sarah Silverman. Kasi,
Ramon, I want to go into documentaries. Because I have not seen any of these. Like, for a very... this year is the first year I haven't seen any doc. And I know you've seen Eternal Memory... I will watch Four Daughters after recording because everyone says it's fantastic. But have you seen any of these?
I have seen all but one because it's coming out today on Netflix.
Which one is
that? Kill
a
Tiger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that drops. I think it might be out now or at 4 o'clock p.m. But yeah.
We know it's going to be 20 days in Mariupol.
Yeah, that's probably.
Even though I've not seen that.
I'm just so tired of Russian politics. So
it's a hot and sexy Ukrainian doc.
Yeah.
Tapos kakapatay lang ng winner of last year, di ba?
So, yeah. Oh, my.
Navalny. So you've seen this, Quark, also, or no?
No, I haven't. But I'm just saying.
Yeah, like, that's like no, on brand.
I have a,
Academy.
I know about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about documentary short film?
Where? You know, I've seen one.
Which one?
Which is the ABCs.
Yeah, because...
ABCs.
I know, wait, sorry. ABCs of book banning, but I actually saw it before, and then I was like, I should watch this because it's available, and then I forgot that I watched it na pala, so it's not that memorable.
Which one? ABCs of book banning?
Of book banning.
Really?
But it's gonna win. It's nice, yeah. It's just wild that people like, you know, Eric Carle, the children's book author, and Sarah Maas, the fantasy, they're all banned. Because my diba? I mean, of course, aside from the you know, Color Purple and et cetera, they're banned in a lot of these hillbilly states. Yeah. Because yun nga, parang,
Where do you see ABCs?
Paramount Plus.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's the only one I haven't seen. I can't find it. It's not available.
But there are some pundits who are saying also Last Repair Shop might be the front runner.
Have you guys seen it?
No.
So Last Repair Shop, genuinely may pagka overwrought, but it's super like nakaayak. So it's basically about the last repair shop nga that fixes. Musical instruments in LA, because the LA school district provides instruments free to kids in the music program. And there's only one shop left that fixes all of it. So and so it's a nice parang cross section of the people who work there and also the students who rely on that shop. So nakayak siya. Actually, I'm not sure why nandito yung Nainai and Waipo, tsaka yung island in between. They're nice and they're about, you know, cultural identity, but also kind of they feel really so light when you compare it to Barber of Little Rock or Last Repair Shop. So I thought it's
I have
maybe.
seen a bit of Nine-Nine, and then I was like, oh, nakakagayak naman to. I'll
Oh.
watch this with Bianca.
Nainai is
But yes,
on
but
Disney Plus.
And one other one, right? Is on Disney Plus. Is it Last Repair Shop or Barber?
Ndiata. Last Repair Shop
Yeah.
and Barber of Little Rock and Island in Between, they're all on YouTube.
Okay.
That's why yung ABCs yung hindi ko mahanap.
Got
Paramount
it.
Plus not being here.
Do you want to go into VFX?
Sure.
Dun,
Because
dun,
so, barring the
dun. Why is Sano not
creator,
nominated?
which one?
Oh, they go.
I think the
No, it's not
creator is
nominated,
a
right? For
front runner
VFX?
for this.
Yeah,
Really?
I think
But
creator.
OP is
Pero,
not nominated, right?
No, it's
no.
not. I
That
think
was
it's
the big
well.
shock.
You know why? Because Nolan keeps saying he hates VFX, so of course no one's gonna nominate him for this. He always says, I don't use VF, I'm a practical,
No, he
blah,
says
blah,
he's
blah.
but isn't practical still part
Yeah,
of visual
that's why it
effects?
should be, you know, celebrated.
Well, that's my theory. You know, he just goes on these press tours and he just harps on whatever and then.
If anything, ha, it's the pinaka ano eh, 'di ba? Effects heavy.
I think
Ako
Godzilla's gonna win also.
It
There's
should
a lot
win.
of international voters this year already, and this one made bananas money, even if I've never seen it.
And
Have you
half.
seen The Creator?
Yeah.
No.
What do you guys think? What do you think?
Yeah, the visuals are the best thing about it. But it's really like parang you put a it's like an omelet made of all these other classic SF movies. And then you put it
Visually,
in a
it's
microwave.
really great, right? That's the major feedback about it.
Yeah. But ako cinematography pa nga over the ano, the visual effects. Parang that's a bagay, ano, they have just a thing the parang hina-highlight yung mga parang massive spotlight, but that's their little flair. But you know, aside from that, nothing really, baka mas gorgeous pa.
Godzilla, is it out? Is this thing ever ending up in streaming? What is up? No one has seen
You
this
know what
one.
my guess is? I've seen it.
I know you've seen it, but parang
No, my guess is why they're not releasing it in
They
our
step on the
region.
Philippines.
No, but yeah, no, it's very pro Japanese military during World War II. So I guess parang well, I guess we can show it in the States because
Is that even a valid
binomba tayo
argument?
ng
Oppenheimer,
mga
eh.
yan.
Gante,
I actually, when we were in Japan, I saw so many screenings of Godzilla, but there was nothing in English, much to my sadness. No English
no
subs.
subtitles.
Yeah,
Oh.
wala. Sayang.
Wala ring Oppenheimer.
Oh nga, no? Didn't Oppenheimer show kaya in
No, it was banned, di ba?
Really? Oh my.
In Japan, I think so.
All right. Okay, so our best here is Godzilla.
Yeah, it's either that or the creator, because half the press of both movies was about their effects.
But I have faith in the international voting body
Voters.
who will want something here.
And I think, this was considering that so many freaking American filmmakers and effects people have been making money off of Godzilla in the past 10 years with the whole movie series and Monarch and everything. Parang, they should at least,
Throw him a bone.
Because 14M yung budget ng whole
Oh, what
film,
does the
right?
box
Not
office
the
take?
effect.
100 something? Ganun na ba?
Oh, I think, yeah.
Although he's disputed that,
Yeah, he said that it was
that,
lower, but that's what he
yeah,
said.
but he said he's never
Ah, no,
gonna
no,
say the actual budget.
Ah.
You said, no, you're right. You said, because they said, $14 million was the effects budget, and they said they wish. And then I read somewhere that $14 million was actually the film budget. So including the sets, the actors, everything. So that's even more impressive. But, diba, parang, damn. So, galing. Okay.
I would like
What's
to
next?
discuss the two categories that I mentioned earlier that are hotly contested between Poor Things and Barbie. That is production design and costume design. I think the Guild went to Poor Things, and parang nawala na yung momentum ni Barbie when it comes to prod design. And for costume, I think Guild also went to Poor Things. I don't remember exactly. What's your manok here? Because I love the look of Poor Things. Like, I think costume, I super loved how they did it. How they mix all the styles, and it's not just, it's like modern deconstructed Victorian era period.
Yeah. Baka Barbie ako for prod design, though. As, I don't know,
May
it seems
question mark
so.
ba
We can be
yun?
split because everyone that I've listened to have been so split between Barbie and Poor Things when it comes to costume and prod.
I think I'm.
I might be Poor Things costume. I go.
Well, ne, ako, production design wise, I think Poor Things will win, but I'm more Barbie. I'm more impressed with Barbie.
Her world.
Kasi with Poor Things, I mean, might sound awful, no? But it's you kind of can get away with anything, eh? Kasi you can,
Yeah.
it's a stylized, it's
Because
not
it's a made-up
accurate.
world.
You can make up basically your own thing enough to just get away with. Ah, kasi ganyan lang yung feels ko, eh. Sabi nga ni Scarlett, it's a vibe. So if it fits my
Sabi ni
vibe,
Scarlett, it has a vibe.
it has a vibe. So if it fits that vibe, it doesn't need to be accurate. Pero with Barbie, parang I appreciate that they went through like decades of like the research, and they were as accurate as they could be. They even figured out the ratio of the size of humans to the actual, in constructing the set, and then consulting all the fashions to the point na she took the fashions on the press tour, di ba? There's actually a book, a coffee table book about Margot Robbie's outfits just for the press tour because she went through basically the decades of the catalog in Barbie outfits.
Maybe the Academy
Wait, so you're
will.
also a costume?
Well, not. Wait, let me look at the nominees. Is
Nominees
it
for
basically the
costume is
same?
Barbie, Killers, Napoleon, Oppie, and Poor Things.
Oh, see, parang Barbie parang eh, kung ganon.
Ako costume Poor Things. I fell in love with because I watched the Holly Waddington barring VF or Hollywood Reporter interview after, and there's just so much thought put into how they built Bella's wardrobe and why she was in shorts or why she would it would be like a mismatch of clothes. It's just so interesting how they made it.
So yeah, I guess I'm kind of with Ramon. I'm with Ramon in production
Yeah,
design.
and a Barbie, I agree. Yes.
Because yeah, Poor Things, I know it. You said you could do anything, and actually, to be honest, they did, right? Like the boat looks so different from the European pier, looks so different from the US, but US sila, ano, diba? William Dafoe.
No, they're in the
No,
UK.
they're in the UK, yeah.
Or UK. Oh, UK. And so, parang,
It's
and then the
steampunk
ending.
Life Aquatic. Ganon.
Parang it's very inconsistent, but still, kind of like impressive. But this one, and then but the costumes for Poor Things, of course, are more original
Oh,
because in yeah,
was
you had
character
to stick
based.
to that template, yeah.
And the
So.
textures, oh, the fabric. I really fell in love with her whole wardrobe, and I want Bella Baxter's wardrobe. Down to the shorts.
Talaga?
Nice.
Super,
Okay.
super love ko yung
Pagawa
look.
mo.
Mitch Dulce. Sige.
Wala,
mahal na yan. Nasa UK na yan eh.
Oo nga.
The land of Baxter.
Okay. So, where are we? What do you guys want to do?
You want to do score?
Score is so obviously Oppie.
OP.
It's
Pero
so
swerte talaga
obvious.
ni Ludwig eh na wala
Yeah,
hindi
alam mo,
nakapasok siya
kasi,
na ano.
dapat kasi na-nominate dito si Past Lives. Like, tanggalin mo si Dial of
That's true.
Destiny.
Yes.
Past Lives should be here.
Yeah. That's true.
That's true. Agreeing.
An American Fiction? I don't know. Did you guys like? I
I
mean, the
didn't
score is
hear a
like
score
very
either.
normal.
I don't remember it.
Yung interesting dyan is, it might not be super memorable, but I did watch like the Oscars, the Academy's like feature on the score, composers, and then parang Karpman talked about how parang it's inspired by his name, diba? He's named Thelonious. So the score is actually inspired by Monk, Thelonious Monk songs. So, wala, interesting then. There's that thought to it. Pero it doesn't, hindi naman siya super litaw, diba? Like, yeah, like John Williams and the Dial of Destiny. No, just kidding. pero yeah, I mean, I wish Spider-Verse actually was here.
That's true also. No. I would probably remove American Fiction and Dial of Destiny for Past Lives. And
yeah, Past Lives kasi was also, yeah, so sparse, but it kind of became more memorable because
it's a vibe, bro.
Moments,
the Past Lives score was a vibe. I'm still reeling from Babylon's Loss in this category last year. Like, god damn it.
Was that just last year? My god.
Yeah.
Babylon. Well, okay, best song. What's no? I didn't know that the freaking song from Flamin' Hot.
I didn't know either until I was making the ballot.
Wag niyong i-underestimate yung Sardaukar. I mean the army of Diane Warren.
Wow.
They know that the Academy rules in and out.
Who else is nominated? Yeah, well, I want Ken to win.
And just Ken.
Of the Flower Moon.
Yeah, I really want Barbie, Ken to win.
American Symphony.
Ay nako, wala lang talaga yung Dua Lipa. But yes, okay, let's make Ken win.
But obviously it's the Billie Eilish one, right?
Yeah.
No, I think Ken, no. Especially if Ryan Gosling sings.
Hindi. Pero Billie Eilish has won everything.
Yeah. It won all the precursors. And this is her second win. This is her second Academy Award, if ever.
Wow. What a gal.
What a gal and a bro who's just tied to her.
Pero what should have been here for me is Theater Camp.
Oh, that's so good.
Sayang. I don't know why.
It's hilarious, like, that song.
Yeah. Sayang lang. The whole thing, actually, daming.
And but the Mario Brothers song should be here also.
Hell no. Are you kidding?
People were singing.
Who sang the Mario Brothers
Jack
song?
Jack Peaches. Black. I mean, it's funny, but you're gonna nominate Peaches. Parang. E de, bakit pa nan, di ba? Parang, mag-Flamin' Hot na lang tayo. Flamin' Hot. I don't even know how to watch that movie. Ah, apparently, it's Hulu.
Pero, yeah.
Oh, what about sound? Because this is also...
Who sang Flamin' Hot, by the way?
Which one?
Who sang Flamin' Hot?
It's Becky G. So Becky G's going to be in the the Academy Awards.
Who's Becky G?
She's a Latina. Latina star.
Okay. I thought you were making a nickname for
something. I am not making up a name either. Her name is Becky,
Alex.
Becky Garcia or something. Becky Guevara. One of those G's.
Alex.
Oh, sound. My Manok and Sound is Zone of Interest, but I don't know if it can win versus
fucking
Oppie.
Do it.
Same. Gets.
Yeah.
Jesus, come on! I was watching Zone with my earphones on, and I was terrified.
That's the best way to watch it.
There's no other way to watch this film. Okay,
in you our get to that
parts.
Yeah.
But it was terrifying. Shit.
It's really no, and ano talaga yung parang it shows sound as an art, a totally different layer of cinema than something that supports. It's like without the sound, it's a completely different film.
I feel like it will be a movie that's going to be shown in every sound design class for years to come.
Yeah,
just the art of
just
it,
like Under the Skin.
yung tinutur niya yung ano no yung. Yung mom, yung mother-in-law niya. Sa mom ba niya yan or mother-in-law?
That's her mom.
Oh my God.
just how, that pervasive, it's there's a bed of a hum throughout the entire thing. And then you'll just clock na. That means constant death happening every second. Oh my God.
Wow.
So we're all Zone.
Yeah, I want to watch that movie again.
We're all Zone.
Oh, yeah, I really wish I could have seen Zone in like a nice theater with good sound. Oh, it would have been so,
do you think that it will also be the runaway winner of international feature film?
Parang. Kasi yung Anatomy. It could have been Anatomy. How about it? But Perfect Days, do you think my fighting chance?
That, my super soft spot is Perfect Days. I still think about this movie to this day, and I saw it like what, 2 months ago, a month ago.
I feel like
pinuntan mo nga yung mga banyo.
No, pinuntan ko pa yung mga banyo sa Japan.
Oo nga. Tinitingnan ko ng mga hapon eh, parang what the.
It's a Did you do the door? Did it like work?
No, because the it frost. Was winter. Yeah. They had to turn off that feature. I was so devastated.
There what? Was so sign. You just so everyone can just see you do your business?
No, it's opaque the whole time.
But this is leave. Okay. Wow. Yeah. But parang it's gonna be Zone. Parang Zone is picking up now, eh. Only now, right? Or
ngayon lang kasi lumabas, eh. So I think they're aggressive with the screenings.
Late na naman. Yeah. Is Zone Neon or A24? Is it
A24? It's A24. It's A24, but it's weird because it wasn't in the A24 screener app.
Mm.
So I don't know how. I don't understand those guys sometimes. But,
you guys didn't see Teacher's Lounge and Io Capitano.
I have.
Oh, how is it?
How is it?
They're good. I mean, pero yung Io Capitano, it's kind of predictable and, you know, struggle of immigration type thing. But it's Mateo Garon, so it looks great. Teacher's Lounge, also very art film festival fair.
Okay.
With a not very satisfying ending, at least for me. Kasi parang if you set up a mystery, I need some details, diba? Hindi yung, oh, let's just reveal the underlying hypocrisies of the characters. Parang part of me is like, yeah, but who did it? Parang gonna...
What are your thoughts about German, no? Society of Snow?
You know, I didn't watch it.
It's on Netflix.
I know, but not the model.
It's actually, I think the problem... honestly, okay lang siya. For me.
Yeah, I think the same thing is like, it's so hard to do like a tragedy real life story that doesn't get kind of repetitive at some point.
Yeah.
And agree. it becomes a drone. Eh, because and I get that they're trying to
They're eating another person again.
It's like these people went through so much.
And this is alive, right?
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
It's alive. So of course I was distracted because you know, it's Ethan Hawke. This is supposed to be the Ethan Hawke character.
Parang bakit hindi siya English da? Pero, yeah, I mean...
And it's long, right? It's like 3 hours.
Two and a half. 2.5 of bleakness and just yellow teeth and unhygienic people.
Oh, it feels like one of those movies that, you know, the teacher would wheel in on a cart and it's like, guess what?
which by the way is how I got to see Alive.
Oh, diba?
That was also how I watched Alive in grade school. It was a grade school movie. They showed it in like, I don't know what, history yata, ewan.
Yeah. Here's a significant true life tale. Yun yung medyo nakasawa.
Uy, Office Day approved yan, ha? Office Day approved. Because they showed in society, it in an Office Day lang. School, Alive.
Because they were speaking English. Pero yung...
I'm
catching up for this Oscars, it made me so sawa of like true stories and biopics. Because it's like, oh my God. Nayad. Ito, Maestro.
Did you watch Nayad?
I did. Well, I saw Nayad.
Oh.
It's okay. It's a great sports movie.
Yeah.
I think Jodie Foster was fantastic in it.
Someone super hates Nayad. I'm not sure if it's... Ehrlich or Adam.
Probably Nyman Nicola. What's his name? Nick Pizzolatto. What's his name? The guy of.
Nick Pizzolatto.
Nick Pizzolatto.
Lol. Pero...
Because my women. Okay, gets. Because Jodie Foster.
Because it's Jodie Foster.
Tsaka dalawang babae na naman. Pero, yeah, I mean, I love kasi, diba, Free Solo and The Rescue. So I was really looking
forward
to
that's why I wanted
to, like,
to see
their
this,
first,
yeah.
like,
Jimmy Chin.
Sort of dramatic narrative. And then, yeah, it's good, but it also has those hallmarks now of the first feature. Like,
the jellyfish scene is direct. Really why.
Oh, you know, really why.
Well, I mean, why? Why do you? Why? Why did they make that? That parang fantasy sequence underwater.
Jodie Foster versus a jellyfish? I would watch that. No, I want to
see. Annette Bening. Punching defenseless jellyfish in their home.
Another hotly contested category is animated feature film, with the frontrunners Boy and Heron and Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Oh, this is so hard.
Spider-Man, no.
Spider-Man, yan feeling ko.
What did you think of Boy and the Heron?
I didn't see it. I think you're the one. I didn't see it. Ramon saw it also, though.
Yeah, I like it.
Wait, I mean, we talked about this already, right? Like it's you said it's not something that oh, this is the must watch. I know, which I agree.
My head tells me that they won't award Spider-Verse only because they gave the first film already the Oscar, and then there's a third one coming, and they'll probably award the third one.
Alam mo, I would not mind at all if
they won all three.
not too, but I wouldn't mind at all if this came from behind and snatched it, and that's Robot Dreams, because ang ganda nun.
Super. Really?
Where can you watch that?
No, it's ano eh, kasi there's a festival. Anyway, it's on VOD eh, but it's like, because I've read the book it's based on way back when, but this is such a lovely expansion, and then they very specifically put it in 80s New York. And it's entirely silent. There's no dialogue, but it's so well told. The animation is so lovely, and parang ang ganda. It's so mature, daming feels, and then by the end, it's like they do the ending of the book, but they do it in a different way, and it's just as heartbreaking. It's like, oh my god, look at that. So parang how many times can this story make you cry? Grabe, ganda ng ano? Ganda ng Robot Dreams.
Boy and the Heron ako dito.
You like it more than you like it more than Boy and Heron and Nimona.
Kinda. The whole silent film aspect kinda gives it a certain weight in terms of how you're able to project yourself, diba, onto the characters. Because it's really about friendship as opposed to Nimona's more like self-acceptance, and Boy and Heron is the parent-mother relationship and letting go and all that. Pero yung iba rin yung Robot Dreams, yung parang it's so specific but so ultimately relatable to more people, I feel.
Our blind spots usually are live action and animated short. Live action, of course, I think Wes Anderson's going to win.
But we know what's going to win live action.
Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar.
Bigay mo na.
Bigay mo na, please.
The one and only Oscar he'll ever win.
Apart from the greatest filmmaker. And yung tawag doon? Gene Herschel? Is that his?
Humanitarian Award?
Lifetime Achievement. Animated short film. I have not seen any of these.
Neither have I.
Letter to a Pig, 95 Senses, Our Uniform, Pachyderm, and War is Over.
Which is the one that the Noah has? Jared has?
95 Senses. That's the one that's online.
What's your manok here? What's your bet here, Ramon, since I think you've seen it? You've seen a few.
Yeah, actually, it's hard to find it. You 95 Senses is the only one I could find.
Okay. War is Over, yan. War is Over.
Yeah, but feeling go War is Over, yan.
Based on the title.
John and Yoko, yun na yan. Hindi ba after yung ano? Hindi ba front runner si After?
Is it?
Yung ano, si David Oyelowo.
Parang the critics hate it.
Talaga?
Yeah, like it's not a good movie daw.
Kasi feeling ko, just because it's on Netflix, it has ano eh. Besides
Sugar, yeah, but Henry Sugar is also on Netflix. And you have a marquee director.
Pero whimsy yan eh.
So, they're gonna award stuff.
I have a feeling.
Wow. Oh, you have a feeling what?
Wait, Ukraine stuff ba yung after?
No, it's a documentary feature.
okay.
Ano yan? Grief yan.
They did Grief na last year.
They do Grief every year. It's their favorite shorts.
Yeah. I have a feeling because they kind of know that, major tough to. Honestly, it's going to be tough for Wes Anderson to ever win.
Yeah, it's like Tom Cruise winning.
For a feature film, right?
Okay, but nominate naman siya for writing.
totoo. But then,
Wes Anderson should have been nominated for production design for Asteroid City. I'm going to say it now.
That's true. Saya. I agree. That is
even costume, actually.
And yeah. Damn it. Yes, why? I agree.
Actually, oh, kawawa mga yung Asteroid City. Sobrang snub. Yung, ano, but,
even cinematography, yeah. I feel, was overlooked.
Man. Yeah.
Speaking of cinematography.
Ayun, so Shenry Sugar, I think it's Shenry Sugar, right? I mean,
yeah.
Medyo ano na yan. Medyo fuck you na yan to Wes Anderson.
No, I would be fine with Sugar winning, but I'm just feeling ko lang. It's gonna be like ano, black man driving Uber in London. Oh my god.
Okay, speaking of cinematography, we have El Conde, Killers. What a year for Rodrigo Prieto, can I just say? With Barbie and Killers of the Flower Moon. But I think it's gonna be Hoyten. Hoyte van Hoytema's year.
Yeah.
It's probably
IMAX and all that, This will be the first Hoyte, ba?
Yes. First time winner.
Wow. Because Prieto, three times nominated against Prieto. I don't know if he's ever won.
I don't
think
he's ever won. Anything. Could.
Yeah. Celebrity ka, criminal yan eh.
Criminal? What do you mean?
No, they didn't go to jail for beating someone. No. Alam ko ah. Oo. Lol. So ano.
I wish. And then. Honestly, if anything was going to be nominated sa Saltburn, I feel it could have been cinematography.
No, it should have been. John Wick 4 should have been here. For me.
Saltburn kasi, the only things I kind of liked were the cinematography and.
Jacob Elordi.
A bit of the score. Pero the other one, I feel, should have gotten their flowers for this one is Messerschmitt. For either Ferrari or The Killer. Especially when you see The Killer featurettes.
The Killer would have been good.
Oh, like...
Oh, by the way, si Dibatike, assaulted a paramedic who responded when he collapsed at a Polish hotel.
Wow. So the person trying to help you, sinapak niya parang gano'n.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, no, yeah, true. But Hoyt, well, Hoyt is the only one who shot in IMAX, right? For among the nominees.
Wait till Dune.
Killers ba wala? Killers walang ano?
Parang IMAX not cameras. Shot in, yeah, parang hindi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Poor Things, si Robbie Ryan. Ano pa ba yung nagawa ni Robbie Ryan? Puro mga ano yan eh, di ba? Puro mga Yorgo siya.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Ang di ko kilala si Edward Lachman. I'm not
sure. Ed Lachman is actually like legendary. The go-to of Soderbergh before he started shooting and Tonics. So actually, yeah. Yeah, yung ano, Far From Heaven, yung favorite mo, si Edward Lachman.
I didn't know that was him.
Yeah. So, I haven't seen El Conde though.
I have. Is it good? It looks good. I see why it's nominated.
Who directed
it? Black and White.
Si ano, Laran.
Oh. That guy.
So we're but going...
Just shoots everything.
This is, okay, aside lang, no? This is talaga the problem with Netflix. It's like, a new Pablo Laran, di ba? Should have been an event. But it's like, yeah. No one noticed. That's why I was so happy when part of the press of like the Dev Patel directorial debut Monkey Man was about how Jordan Peele talagang part of his story was like, you know, we're gonna rescue this thing from Netflix. And he brought it to Universal, diba? Kasi, yun nga, it just sinks eh. Diba?
Yeah. Like ano, diba? The Inyari 2 last year.
Oh my God.
I haven't seen that Bardo.
So... Yeah, I really did not like Bardo, but yeah. Pero like Maestro, di ba? Parang walang ano eh. Di ba? Parang not really much of a mark in terms of parang people know Maestro more from the shit posting on Twitter than actually have watched it.
Di ba nga, I was telling you when The Killer came out, it wasn't even in my algo.
Oh, di ba? Isa pa yan. I feel that's why Killer was largely ignored. And that's why
I tell you guys that it didn't do that well pala in Netflix?
Really?
Did I, you know, mention? Yeah.
I'm and not then surprised. Parang, I'm not surprised. Yeah.
Yeah. And ano daw, because when you click on something like that, when you're a lay person, not slay person, but any click, you think, you know, oh, it's going to be action kagad. But then it's like 10 minutes of
him waiting.
Yoga.
Diba? They'll check out again.
And philosophy.
Yeah.
So ano yan, medyo na one of the Scottstuber ano things, pero
you know, I'm sure also in my mind, I'm sure that was intentional by Fincher, like, fuck these people who click on my movie. Here's 20 minutes of him waiting and doing yoga.
Very true. Trolling, ano na naman.
Okay, so we're going with Heute. And I think film editing will also go to Oppie with Jennifer Leem.
Although, of course, syempre part of me wants Thelma.
Hindi eh. You think? I don't know.
But who was, no, who walang... was Jennifer Leem?
She did Tenet.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I think she did a lot of the Bombach stuff, right?
That's she did her... Marriage Story, yeah. That was hers.
Yeah, and then Frances Ha and whatever.
Also.
Oh. Marriage Story or Frances Ha?
Are we going to go there?
I just rewatched Marriage Story. I'm like, wow.
Does it... it's, anyway. It's different.
It's different. It's
a, has a vibe. Has a vibe.
Has a vibe.
We need coffee.
We're going to make Has a Vibe happen.
Let's see.
No, she deserves it. She deserves it. It's amazing. It's amazing.
I was gonna say. Well, oh yeah, probably a Jennifer Leigh, but I also wouldn't mind if it's either Laurent or Thelma.
I wouldn't mind Thelma because she's a legend.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think Jennifer Leigh did great work.
And also Thelma.
Laurent, I think Anatomy was too long.
Oh my gosh.
It's not about the length, it's how you edit.
I guess we will talk about Anatomy but also, next episode, no? My complicated feelings about this film. But
yeah. I love how Marriage Story? Memified yung Anatomy of a Fall. It's kind of become a joke in many ways, which is great, because actually it is a comedy in many ways. So now I'm more into it now that people are just very humorous about Anatomy of a Fall.
I just really don't ever want to commit a crime in France and have to deal with the French judicial system.
Yeah, diba?
Puro chismisan lang pala.
Kino-quote yung book niya, tapos killer yan. Kasi, tingnan mo, ito yung sinulat niya. Wow, talo pa yung local Philippine judicial. Okay.
Let's go to screenplay.
Are we in screenplays na? Okay.
Are we done with the technicals?
Yes, we are. Now we're above the lines. Screenplay.
Historically, screenplays usually get the ones that deserve best film, right? Pulp Fiction, Lost in Translation, Her,
Green Book,
Eternal Sunshine. I know. But a lot of the ones that are kind of like not even nominated for feature.
Who won last year? I don't remember.
For screenplay?
Yeah.
I know one, right? Everything Everywhere won.
Yeah.
Right? Rigged. And then
yes, you're right.
Yeah.
And Women Talking, okay. Adapted? All right. Great winners. See? Yeah. Great winners. All right.
Yeah, that's enough. So
Adapted. American Fiction, Barbie, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, Zone of Interest. Who's your fighter?
A lot of people are. American Fiction has been
buzzy.
And awarded a lot.
Yep.
Do you think Barbie will have an upset?
No. Not enough momentum for me, for Barbie.
Really? Yeah.
Gusto ko sana Zone, but apparently it's very different from the book.
Yeah.
And
then of course the Oppenheimer, what Oppenheimer has going for it is it's written in first person. No.
I'm going with Fiction.
I think Fiction probably will win.
It might be its only win also.
But it might be Barbie also. Just because parang Consuelo.
Yeah. Yeah, especially with all the Barbie the Barbie, whatchamacallit. The backlash about it not getting nominated for Best Director, etc.
True.
Yeah. Sige. I'll go with Barbie.
Okay.
Can we also another digression? Just appreciation for the fact that Oppenheimer. We have Oppenheimer because Robert Pattinson gave Nolan the biography of Oppenheimer as a wrap gift on Tenet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's our
That's really, that's
our
really fast, that turnaround. Yung parang he loved the book, yeah. Na-obsessed siya. He got the rights, wrote it. Parang alam mo, wow.
And then he didn't cast Robert Pattinson.
Oh. Di ko kasali dito.
I mean, he could have at least given it to
di mo kasi sinabi
Mr. Robert. Robert
eh. Who, kunyari ka pala, hindi kasi Batman eh.
Whose role would have been our Pats?
The one of your favorite actor.
Which one? Oh, Rami Malek. Better. It would have been a better side actor. Okay, yeah. So we're going
kahit
with...
Kahit si ano, Alden Ehrenreich.
Pwede rin. So you guys are going with Bobby, and I'm going with Fiction. What about original screenplay? This is tough. There's Anatomy, Holdovers, Maestro, May December Past Lives.
Why is Maestro here?
I know, right? Well, my heart, of course, is May December.
My heart is Past Lives, but...
And yeah, it could be Past Lives, right?
Structurally, is Past Lives ako talaga.
Yeah, baka Past Lives.
Shucks, ako baka nga Holdovers.
Feeling ko Past Lives is this best. This is the category Past Lives has the best shot at. Or it's the only category, actually. Pero,
it's so sparse, though.
I know, pero it's so precise.
I mean, so it's Lost in Translation, but that one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like, yes.
Yeah. I mean, Holdovers, I might prefer as a script to Past Lives, but I think Past Lives has more... The like a cult following within the academy, and of course A24 will probably be smart enough to push at least for just one award, right? And it's probably this one.
I hope it's either Past or May December.
My heart is Past Lives talaga, but
that's funny. Past Lives. My head is Past Lives. Yeah. And a good story, and the first time that was female, and then the first
immigrant.
It's a better story, yeah.
International voters, please take note, immigrant.
Mid-December.
And Holdovers is Warner, eh. The Warner Brothers and Holdovers. Parang, yeah, I think they're putting on their
focus.
Ano,
focus on Holdover.
Focus yung ano.
So Universal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So we're all Past Lives for this one. Okay.
Actress in a supporting role. Obviously, it's gonna go to Divine Joy Randall for the
Holdovers. Divine. Yes.
Divine.
She's won everything in.
Alam mo, the Color Purple was apparently out in like 2 theaters this past Wednesday, and then that's it. Wala na siya by Thursday. So I don't know if it was like a obligation lang fulfilled. Because there was
but
no press.
Did you catch it?
No. Because by the time I looked, it was like evening now. And I was like, why is Color Purple on this list? Anyway, that's how much interest.
Si Emily Blunt, though, no? Is Emily Blunt like, is she campaigning?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, she is.
No, not she so is. Much.
It's ano eh, they're a group. Eh. So whenever Killian's out, she's out, Robert, RDJ's out. Magkasama sila when they do the rounds. Pero, yeah, I mean, compared to the other... Yeah, I mean, it's Divine talaga. Walang, I don't think anyone's, ano.
Yeah. All right. And then for best actor in a supporting role?
It's obviously going to go to RDJ, who has really had a great campaign. Just being self-deprecating all throughout.
Yeah. Pero parang I want De Niro to snatch it.
Yeah,
I want to hear a Trump speech again.
Amazing.
He had a really good performance in Killers. I liked it more than Irishman.
A genuinely super like scary, sinister believer.
I mean,
just a scarier one.
Yeah. Pound for pound, mas magaling talaga yung De Niro performance kasi yung Robert Downey. Even just also because there's so much more screen time, right? Of the De Niro character. But yeah, I guess it's Downey's moment.
It's
the
last
it,
Infinity
you know.
Stone
yeah.
Downey as a real star of the 20th century.
Yeah, that totoo. Yeah.
But I'm torn between Gosling and Mark Ruffalo, who have two performances I super loved in a comedy.
I didn't like. I know Ramon, you like the Ruffalo performance. I'm not so much into it.
Oh, it was so funny, especially when he was going
It's funny,
nuts.
No, but it just like sticks out like a sort. It's a weird accent.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I guess also my Chani qualm about doing parang bakit taga Brooklyn tong ating but
Brooklyn by way of English accent,
diba? Yeah,
galing lang how pathetic he is.
Yeah.
So you were, okay. Who were we with? Well,
RDJ.
It's RDJ.
Yeah,
RDJ.
But your
as
heart
much as
is...
I love Sterling, I don't know why he's here.
Okay. Who would you have put more in this category?
I'd say John Magaro over
Sterling. Oh, yeah, yes. You're right. Or Teo Yu. Yeah. Oh, no, but he's considered a lead, no? In past lives?
Yeah, but, you know, you can always fudge that in
yeah,
terms
you
of,
can, yeah.
you know, how much do you think really are the odds, diba? Siyempre.
Okay.
Oh, nga, no? Actually.
Should we do the actors and actresses in leading role? Let's start with the actresses. There's Annette Bening, Gladstone, Hooler, Mulligan, and Stone. It's such a two-way
Who's your no?
Race.
Who's your heart tell you?
I really super loved Emma Stone in Poor Things. She's the whole movie.
Ako rin eh. Ako rin. Super. Same.
She carried it on her shoulders. It's just, it's her. And talagang balls yeah. out, boobs out, diba? Parang, it's such a brave performance yeah. for Emma Stone.
Pubes out.
Pubes out. No kili-kili hair. That's a big contention for me, but, you know, can't have everything.
No kili-kili. No kili-kili
I honestly
hair.
Think Bella Baxter should have had underarm hair because she's
I think
camped,
so too.
But
just for myself. I don't know. But fetishes aside, I think Lily Gladstone will probably win it, right? What do you think?
Well, the SAG went to Gladstone, so most likely it'll go to her. But I really wanted to go to Emma Stone. If we're talking about performance and not like historical milestone win.
Yeah. I guess also her win for La La Land because it was so recent eh. And memorable because that whole, diba?
I guess you have to ask yourself, Longis, how racist is the Academy still in 2024?
Who is your heart, Ramon?
Honestly, my heart is probably Hulier.
Sabi ni. I would question if you don't pick her.
Why?
It's just very you.
In what way?
In the you know, you like these kinds of performances.
Na parang nababaliw na siya sa kalokohan ng ibang tao.
Plus, she did Zone, so she has that writing for her also.
Yes, ang grat. Tsaka layo ng Zone from this.
Yeah.
Like, it's so infuriating how pathetic she is in Zone.
Between the frontrunners, though, who will you guys pick? Gladstone or Stone?
I think Stone will win it. Gladstone pala.
Okay.
Ako rin, ako rin.
Because purely because of the SAG win. Yeah, I agree. Because the actors will all vote the same. Okay. Actor in a leading role. Cooper.
Oh, this is pretty young, all
right?
Domingo, this is
Jumanji,
big,
Murphy, right. Yeah. Obviously, it's Killian who's going to win.
Yeah.
And then after this, he'll go into hiding for the next 3 years because his, like, extroverted battery is depleted na talaga.
No, he's doing, you know, about 28 years later.
No, yeah. I mean, he's not going to make any more red carpet appearances for the next 3 years.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't know. See, Bradley Cooper kind of stopped campaigning now.
I don't understand the backlash.
No, I think it's just, it's more of him na feeling artist siya. Na parang, well, ano, I'm such a, I put so much work into the directing of this, and this is my vision for the, ano, I mean.
Trying hard, ganon.
Yeah. I think it's more like that. I think ambition makes you look pretty ugly, to quote Radiohead, diba? Parang, it's just like, he really
is
wants
it ambition
this.
Or earnestness?
I think
or passion?
Everyone's interviews are like that, eh. Yeah. The problem is, walang kasing guapo ni Bradley Cooper when they say that.
That's true. That's true.
None of the directors are like, you know, I've been doing this for so long, but you know. Maybe if you were a young Christopher Nolan, that would be interesting. Kasi diba nung bata si Christopher Nolan, guwaping.
Guwapo.
Pero, yeah.
Pogi pa rin naman.
Pogi pa rin, pero not the, you know, not the black and white photo of your. Pero as much as I'm fine, of course, I've loved Yelian for a long time. He's great in this. And it's also not the typical lead actor performance, diba? It's not the usual most acting na they award. Pero that said, I also would be so happy if Giamatti won.
Yes.
And I'm also upset kasi na Andrew Scott was not here. After having seen All of Us Strangers, finally, it's like, damn.
Yeah. True. I mean, but Jeffrey Wright, you know, to be fair, what a great performance. That was super funny.
Yes,
for someone who's
very good.
Yeah, diba?
Although, have we talked about American Fiction, diba? Hindi pa, no?
Hindi pa.
Not yet, yeah.
Kasi, I don't know, but I love Jeffrey Wright and he's great in this. I just feel like it could have gone much further in terms of the satire. Nagulat ako with American Fiction actually is how it felt like a very traditional big budget, big studio picture.
Ako it felt like, ano, like a 90s. Even one of 90s those film. 90s indie film na parang, well, your focus isn't laser sharp, but I don't know, Corey Jefferson, but I don't know, I can see how personal this is for you. Parang, you know? So I don't know. How feel heartwarming na, ano,
like,
but
like
yeah.
The Holdovers felt like a 90s film, an 80s film even.
It felt like a 70s, 80s film pa. And I'm super surprised that The Holdovers is not an adaptation.
It's not?
Kasi,
yeah.
Ang nga pala, original
it's an
screenplay.
Original screenplay. Tsaka ano, this guy's background is all TV. So I'm like, wow. And normally you expect Alexander Payne to direct his own screenplay. Diba? So even that was a surprise. Oh, super, super in the wheelhouse.
Mm.
Oh, Rekdi.
Rekdi.
Na. Justin Trier.
Who's your personal choice? Let's know. I think we all know who's gonna win this, but
personal choice would be Scorsese.
Ako rin. Yes.
I want to see Marty.
Up on Scorsese. Gosh. He's only the next Martin Scorsese, but
he's only the next.
My favorite line from a movie. It's delivered so well.
Pero ano, no? Yeah.
But of course, I do not mind, of course, Nolan winning for this over the other films. Pa nga, pero,
even Glazer?
No, as much as I want Glazer to take it, it's also, ano eh.
Parang he only works every 10 years, diba?
True.
I mean,
pero,
it's ano, no? Like, it says a lot about both how good he is as a director, but also how maybe he shouldn't win the prizes. Basically, he just put those cameras all over the place. Right?
Oh yeah, that's true. He just you're right.
Parang reality show, but that's also very bold,
yeah. Vision pa rin yan. And tsaka, just thinking, diba, they had hundreds of hours to edit daw. Pero yeah, it was basically him letting them have a play. Although there's a featurette after watching a Zone of Interest, I was watching everything I could, and then there's a fantastic line where he just says the big brother in a Nazi home, and I was like,
well, it's true.
That should have been the blurb talaga of that campaign. Kasi what a description.
But it's Nolan until Villeneuve next year. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Now we're in picture, and I guess, obviously, this is Oppie to lose.
Oh, which is your favorite of the, no? Which is the highest one in your list?
Spider-Verse.
No. I mean in the nomination for Best Picture.
Shucks. My heart will want Past Lives.
I think Killers pala yung ano. I think I told you that it was Holdovers, but no, Killers is actually the higher one on my list. But you know, if Scorsese had not won for The Departed, this would have been a completely different story, no? This whole Oscar.
That's true. But he should have really won for Goodfellas.
Yeah.
I rewatched Killers when it came out on Apple, and it is even better in the second viewing.
It's in theaters now.
Because of the Oscar catch up, right? In select cinemas.
It's kind of a crazy week now.
Ikaw, Ramon, who would you have picked apart from Oppie?
Apart from Oppie? Baka nga Killers din ako. Although I really do love Past Lives.
Wala, I rewatched both and shit. Past Life is such a heartbreaker talaga.
Pero but Killers Apple is good. I get also though the some people don't see the what's special about Past Lives. I'm not in agreement with those people, but I also understand it. Talang ano yan.
Yeah, because it's a simple structured film, and nothing really happens. There's just three people on screen talking, not much. No. Most of it on Skype, so. I understand the criticisms. Sometimes simple is just it looks too easy, right? The pick.
Yeah, but it's deceptive. Kasi parang just because people aren't necessarily running and being super active physically doesn't necessarily mean nothing is happening, di ba?
Yeah. Or baka yun nga, parang the usual hugot backlash.
Yeah.
Hugot film yan eh.
Wow.
Tang inang hugot yan.
Thank God this backlash never reached After Sun. Thank God.
People would have had to have seen it for the backlash.
That's true. And no one really saw.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Okay. Well, Killer, those are
but
all
Killers
the categories.
Kasi is also such a huge topic. And the changes also to the book. The way it was handled with delicacy and sensitivity, and then everyone doing great work. Yeah. Galing lang ano. Iba talaga.
Iba si Scorsese.
Yeah. It's like, kasi if you're getting to work with Scorsese, kinda everyone wants to bring their A game, eh, diba?
Wait, before we get listeners who will complain about how we pronounce Scorsese's name, ha?
And it's not it's not adapted for best. It's not nominated for best adapted. That's insane.
Over Barbie pa nga yan eh.
Oh, diba? Just go. But oh well, such is. So
That's it.
We won't get that. Yeah, it has no chance, right? What's the upset one? What's the Poor Things ba?
For picture?
Yeah.
Parang Poor Things nga. Tsaka may kind of momentum daw. Pero, yun nga. How racist is the Academy in 2024?
Isn't Poor Things out in a streaming service? Disney!
Disney Plus. Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's the funny part.
What? I pray that my daughter does not click on Poor Things on Disney Plus.
Poor Things, now available on Disney Plus.
And it's Emma Stone pa, so syempre. I love Emma Stone! Oh no.
Look at this pretty lady in a lovely dress. What's this movie about?
Full of excite. I love Poor Things. I can't wait for our 2023 films. Because I know you guys weren't as in love with a bunch of films that I was.
Babylon?
A friend just saw it. Yeah, he said it's screening. Amazing. So, you know.
Who saw it?
A friend of mine.
Oh.
For the first time.
Saw Babylon.
Yay.
Yes.
And this person had never seen Boogie Nights.
No, I don't think so. So.
Grabe, no. I just watched New York for the first time. Ooh. And he takes so much from. La Chazelle takes so much pala from New York.
See, what happened to you, Quark? Because you love Chazelle because of La La Land.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But now you're like backtracking.
No, I'm not backtracking, but I'm like, parang I didn't know because I didn't know that he took so much from New York. I still love La La Land though.
Okay, that's it. That's it. Okay. So we'll have our usual post-Oscars wrap up after the ceremony, and then maybe after that we'll do our best 2023 films.
Yeah. I'll throw in some swag for whoever wins this.
May swag ka? What's your swag?
Yeah, I have some posters here. Maybe one or two shirts.
Nice.
We just get them sometimes at these screenings. I'm not always sure what to do with
them. Did you get a Dune 2 popcorn holder?
No, that's an AMC. That's a theater line. Okay. Theater chain exclusive. Yeah,
dang,
not
the studio. I want one.
Better did you know that they chickened out? They pulled it from shelves even before. Aww. I mean, they allowed a certain number to be sold, but they stopped. They knew the demand was there, but they also knew it was like a joke. So they didn't make the factory make more. Parang ganon.
Quark, did you read that tweet where they jokingly said AMC pulled out the popcorn holders at every Sydney Sweeney movie?
You get explain it.
Wow, that's a spiky.
Okay, that's it.